Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Columbine tapes were released for sale last week. And by Columbine tapes, I mean these are training tapes put together by police officers in Colorado as training tapes. And they show the aftermath as well as some of the ongoing drama that was Columbine some 1 year and several months ago. God, when was it? It's not even a year ago. Yeah, it's been a year, a little over a year. And this tape also included some music from some popular artists. They released this tape, and the artists involved, many of whom, if not all of them, said, no, thank you, take our music off of there and do it right now. Because they found the content of the tape to be patently offensive and gratuitous, exploitive, and they just didn't want to have anything to do with it. Doug Danger is with us. He's the entertainment critic from the Orange County Register. He's on the line with us from Santa Ana, California. Doug, I take it you have seen the Columbine tapes, and you've got a decidedly different view. Now, will you be writing about this weekend?
Absolutely, Phil. I'm going to be writing about this in my column, the Orange County Register. It's going to be coming up this weekend. I'll tell you, Phil, I have seen the future cinema. I will tell you that I think this documentary cinema, which is the Columbine tapes, is the future. It is a very, very...
Now, you're talking about the tape that everybody else is talking about, right? That they was commercially available?
Yes, I am. And I recognize that there's going to be a lot of people who differ in opinion. But the Columbine tapes are a very powerful and surprisingly well-done documentary and document. Police officers and non-professionals, Phil, were the people who took most of the footage.
Wasn't there some TV footage?
There was a little bit of TV footage. I stand corrected, Phil, some of the aerial shots. But it really has all the jarring shock value of Reservoir Dogs. And if you recall, the first time you saw, everybody remembers where they were the first time they saw Reservoir Dogs. Everybody remembers where they were the first time they saw Pulp Fiction. We stand at the threshold now. The third in that triumvirate, I would say. You have Reservoir Dogs, Pulp Fiction, and now you've got Columbine. Really quite an effort. And when you stop to think about the fact that it's been some 30 years since Woodstock, it has been some 29, 30 years since Altamont, Columbine sort of stands as another cultural fixture in that firmament. It has everything, I think, that people are interested in. It has youth. It has violence. It would have had the music.
But those artists didn't want to be a part of that tape. And now this tape was made by police and for police, wasn't it?
Well, Phil, it's difficult to say. I think it was made by police for police, but it was commercially available. I don't think the officers themselves knew when they made this how revolutionary this was.
How so? This is a document. I mean, all it is splicing together of footage from the aftermath of Columbine.
It's true, Phil. It really is. That on the surface is all that it is. And yet there is a power that comes through. There is a sensibility that I don't even think, like I said, the officers knew that they were putting together. Almost as if the first time that you saw, and I don't know where you were, Phil, where were you the first time you saw an Ingmar Bergman film? Do you recall?
The first time I saw Ingmar Bergman's work was on Channel 9 in Los Angeles. I was watching, Cinema 9 on a Friday night.
But you do remember.
It was Wild Strawberries. That's the first Ingmar Bergman film.
And I will always remember where I was when I saw the Columbine tapes, because Bergman, Akira Kurosawa...
Akira Kurosawa and Ingmar Bergman you're comparing to the Columbine tapes?
Yes, I am.
And So what we're looking at here is, because I thought that this was strictly documentary, and these guys are theatrical...
It is documentary, but it is a powerful testament and a powerful view into the interior landscape of the human experience. I love the cinematography when the kids are running out of the school with their arms up over their heads. And the other thing I want to know is, where are these kids now? Because the impact, the realism, the devotion that they have in front of the camera, when you look at these kids' faces, where are they? Okay, because I think Hollywood is calling. And I know there are a few talent agents that I know, and I know more than a few producers who are wondering to themselves, where are these Columbine kids? Hello, Hollywood, talent calling, okay? Because I am telling you, some of them were just phenomenal. But by and large, Phil...
This is a film that was not put together. It's not a documentary put together by a D.A. Pennebaker. It's not a documentary put together by a... Who's the one? Penelope Spheeris? Is she the one that did The Rise and Fall of Western Civilization? You know, the that chronicle of punk rock?
No, but it was put together by people who I don't think know the talent they've got. The Columbine tapes, Phil, in my opinion, are rank right up there. And I will say this, It is not without humor. The film does have its humorous moments. We all recall when that kid was hanging by one arm from the window. You remember Harold Lloyd.
I don't know the scene you're talking about.
Well, let me take you back to Harold Lloyd, who's a great comedian. He was hanging off of a clock in his early silent films.
I remember that, yeah.
Well, the Columbine tape also has a kid hanging from a window by one arm. So, and it's a moment, it's a humorous moment where you can sort of look and say, you know, take a deep breath, laugh a little bit, and then get back into the drama. So it does have humor. And again, it's got it all. It is riveting. It is tension building with the SWAT team outside while the young people are inside bleeding to death. You know how it's going to end, but you still want to watch it. What this film needs is some theatrical release. ABC's having problems with Time Warner. I don't know whether this is something that would help them out. I do know that I think they worked out that.
You know, you're talking. If I could interrupt you for a second, Doug.
Certainly, Phil.
You're talking about this Columbine tape as if it was a purposeful. You know what? I don't know what it is. What you're saying is bothering me.
Well, I mean, it's a very powerful document.
I know it's a powerful document, the Columbine tapes, but somehow you comparing it to Bergman, you know?
Well, I think I know the problem you're having.
Help me through this, because I
know the problem that you're having, Phil. You're not a professional. You're not a film critic. I'm a film critic. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. And as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I'm able to look into certain situations, and I'm able to have a certain sensitivity. And you know the problem that you're having, Phil, you're not gay. And I'm not.
Well, I mean, that's not the worst problem that I've ever had.
No, I understand that, but I'm saying you're not gay. And since you are not gay and you're not a gay man and you're not a gay journalist, which is what I am because I came out 2 years ago, basically because I wanted my profession to understand that I was not only a gay man, but I was a gay journalist. And I can see the sensitivity that I have for this situation and the gayness that I have helps me look into this and see the artistic ability.
Well, what is it about you being gay that helps you look into this?
I think it's because I have an honesty of myself. I can look at it myself and I say, this is brilliance. So a lot of straight people can't look and say straight out, this is brilliance. But as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I can look at these Columbine tapes and say, this is the best stuff that I've seen maybe since Reservoir Dogs. I mean, it's that powerful as a gay man and as a gay journalist. You look at Gimme Shelter, you look at Woodstock, The Last Waltz, Columbine tapes have that kind of gritty reality. And it's too bad the music is not on the tape. The artists involved in a fit of political correctness and hypersensitivity, they've taken their music off. So there isn't a powerful score to go with it. But I'll tell you something. When are we going to see some of these kids again? They're fantastic. I just loved everything about this. And as a gay man, as a gay journalist, that's why I love it. You're not gay, right? And I mean, I know you're not.
No, I'm not. I'm not gay. You and I are friends. You know that.
Okay, I know you're not. But if you were gay, you may be able to see the things I see in this.
1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Doug Danger. The Columbine tapes were released to commercial availability last week, and they had music on them. And some of the artists have withdrawn their they've asked that their music be taken off of it because it is that. You call it a powerful statement?
Very powerful, Phil. I think these artists is a peak of political correctness.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Riverside on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
That this man thinks that he has some insight or he claims to have sensitivity towards this whole issue.
No, I'm saying I'm as a gay man and as a gay journalist, I'm saying that I have a
Leave
view.
Leave gay out of it.
I've got a view. Are you gay?
That has nothing to do with it. What
is so humorous about a high school
student hanging out a window?
Let's take it one at a time. You're straight, so you don't want me to bring my sexual orientation into this. I'm simply saying as a gay man, as a gay journalist, I'm able to view this in a more artistic view. And all I've said about that scene...
Yeah, she's asking about the scene where the boy's hanging out of the window.
That, in my opinion, was one of the humorous moments from what was otherwise a very frightening ordeal.
Well, I can tell you, as a straight woman and from an artistic point of view, there was nothing funny about that. That was horrifying.
Have you ever seen Harold Lloyd? Have you seen some
of
the early comics?
You don't have children because you're gay.
Well,
and
no,
you
ma'am.
Have no, no idea.
I know a lot of people who have kids. This has got nothing to do with. I'm saying it was a funny moment. It was a light moment.
You lack sensitivity.
When the kid is hanging out of the window, was that the kid who had the busted arm and was hanging out of the window?
Yeah.
And political correctness. Where
the
did
political
you say that?
See, you're very politically correct because you can't find any humor in this.
You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and what I would say to you is I'd try to get the pole out of your ass, and I would...
Okay. You know, Doug...
Well, the lady is sitting here and telling me that I can't have an opinion because I'm gay. Your sexual orientation, ma'am, I think is hanging you up, not me.
No, you certainly can have your opinion, but I disagree with it adamantly.
Well, that's fine, but yeah, but don't tell me that it's because I don't have the right to say that I'm gay.
No,
I'm gay.
You're sick. If you think that's funny, you have got a sick sense of humor.
Have you ever seen the early silent movies of Harold Lloyd or Buster Keaton or Laurel and Hardy?
No, actually, I haven't.
All right, well, a lot of them spent a lot of time hanging from things, so that's just another aspect of that, okay?
This is not a fictional event. This was something that really happened.
Yes, and life is funny, too. If you've ever seen America's Funniest Home Videos.
The Columbine tapes?
If that was you hanging out the window,
the kid hanging out of that window.
Laughing.
If Bob Saget's listening, I would seriously consider the kid hanging out of the window as something for your show.
If Bob Saget's listening...
You should use that kid hanging out of the window.
No, in fact...
On America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah.
No, they actually... Those videos, you're not supposed to have anyone get seriously injured. They will not... They would not televise something like that in a
What about the kid...
Time.
All right, what about when the kids are running out of the school with their hands over their heads, one kid that fell down on her ass?
I wasn't laughing.
Well, lady, I mean, I'll tell you, I watch America's Funniest Home Videos, I don't laugh. I'm trying to get something on there that's funny.
You know, when I saw that, I was crying, not laughing.
All right, I don't know. on the one hand, you compare it to Reservoir Dogs for its powerful statement on violence. On the other hand, you say it has humorous moments like the kid hanging out of the window. I think we can all agree, though, Doug, and yourself included, Columbine was not a good thing, right?
In what way?
What do you mean, in what way? Columbine wasn't a good thing, right?
It was a bad thing. People died. No, but are you saying it was bad to look at?
Yeah, it was bad to look at.
I disagree, because this film is...
Okay, we're going to have to take a break here.
All right, Phil, try to keep your homophobia at the minimum, okay? If you start bringing your homophobia...
It's not homophobia. It's a commercial break.
Okay, I've got an opinion. And my opinion is Columbine was bad, but as a gay man, as a gay journalist... I can see there is almost there is something about that repugnant scene that draws you to it, almost as if, like a train wreck or a car wreck that we all want to see, but we don't. That's the beauty of Columbine.
Oh, God. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show at 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry here with Doug Danger. And by the way, I misspoke earlier. I said that Doug was with the Orange County Register. I meant to say he's with the Orange County Courier, slightly. It's the other paper down in Orange County, right?
Orange County Courier, Phil, is the other paper. We're more our alternative Register. I'll tell you, I have my grandmother, and God bless her, she is just turned 85, and she is incontinent. And we were able to get a hold of some of these adult incontinence diapers and line them with the Orange County Register. And my grandmother pissed into the Orange County Register for about 7 days straight. And
okay, Doug, you know something, man?
Come on, Phil, I'm having some fun. But seriously, I was, hold on. Wow. The things I want to say, Phil, as a gay man, as a gay journalist, and I say this with great honesty and with great feeling, I think the Columbine tapes reflect a tragic moment, but I think as a production, as a vehicle, the Columbine tapes are beautiful. And I think we look back on the 20th century, we can look at Woodstock and Altamont and Columbine as three events that featured youth, violence, and at least in Woodstock and Altamont, music, but not in Columbine. Could have been music, and I wish that it would have been music, but it wasn't.
So now Columbine is right up there with Woodstock and Altamont?
As an event, as a cultural event, yeah.
1-800-449-8686, San Diego on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, I'd just like to, you know, I've sat here and listened to this for a few minutes now, and I'm not sure it's even worth my time talking to this man, because actually I think
he's
disturbed.
Ma'am, I'm a gay journalist. I have
What does that have to do?
Well, hold on, San Diego.
I know
you don't like gay people down there, but just give me a chance to say something.
I think that's a wrong assumption, okay?
What?
I know you don't like gay people down in San Diego.
Okay, they love them down in San Diego.
That's
okay.
Nonsense.
Yeah, I know. You love gay people
Doug.
In San Diego. Ma'am, I'm saying that as a vehicle.
You're using your sexual preference
I'm a gay
as
man.
Some kind of front for this conversation, and it's nonsense. It has nothing to do with any kind of beauty of these children dying.
No, wait a minute. You understand I'm gay, right?
So what?
Do you know that?
So what?
All right.
Who cares?
As a gay man, I can report more honestly, I think, than our friends say at
nonsense.
The San Diego Union or at the
Orange County
Register. Yes, I can.
You
I'll
can't
tell you
report
why.
Anything honestly
Look at,
if you are using your gay right or your gay pride
as some kind of front
for a conversation about children dying.
No, this is a conversation
that
about
that
the
has
Columbine
anything
tape.
To do.
The Columbine
it has
tape,
nothing to do.
Okay, that have to do a lot with Woodstock. Were you at Woodstock?
Woodstock did not get murdered and slaughtered.
But it was about young people, and it was about just getting crazy, okay? Same thing here.
Woodstock was
people
about
were
kids.
Not murdered
they weren't
and
killing anybody.
No, they weren't murdered at Woodstock, no. They were at Altamont.
Well, wait a sec. Why are you making Columbine, Woodstock, and Altamont this triumvirate of cultural event of the 20th century?
Because, Phil, I saw the Columbine tapes. They are breathtaking. Breathtaking.
Okay,
and you are looking I'm a critic, ma'am. If you're a housewife or whatever you do. See, I do this for a living, okay? I look
you
at
may-
art. And I translate it into the human experience.
You know
experience.
What? Columbine was not art. Columbine
no,
was
it was not art.
Murdered.
But the tapes are.
No.
And when you see that kid hanging out of that window.
An honest representation of what happened there, and you cannot call that
beautifully put together. Have
art.
You seen it? Have you seen it? No, you
it's,
haven't,
it's
have you?
Re-
yeah,
it's
there
reality.
We go. You
art.
Haven't seen it. Documentaries, ma'am, are also reality. And what I try, when you see the kid hanging out of the window, you'll laugh your ass off.
No, I doubt that.
Well, I bet you will.
What do you mean, laugh your ass off, okay?
I saw it on the film coverage on TV, and I promise you, I didn't find it humorous at all.
Can I ask you a question? Do you know one gay man who hasn't got good taste? No, you don't. Every gay guy...
Wait, I didn't hear that comment.
You know any gay guys that don't have good taste? Of course you don't. You know any gay guys? Of course you don't.
Yes, I do.
All right, gay people have good taste.
Oh, yes, I do.
And you know they all have good taste. They do
not
your hair.
Not the kind of taste you're talking about.
What about the guys that do your hair?
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with calling...
All right, ma'am. I get what you're saying here.
...on people being murdered.
Yes.
Got it, ma'am. 1-800-449...
How about the guys that decorate your house?
She's gone now, okay? Here is West Los Angeles on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello? Wait a second. West Los Angeles on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Hi.
Yes, hi.
West Los Angeles. I'm an older woman. I have a gay child. What the hell does this have to do?
What makes this? Why are you crying? Because you had a gay kid?
No.
Lady, you got to get your stuff together. You're
what
crying because your kid is gay?
What the hell does this have to do with being gay? And you give this guy...
I'm a gay journalist, okay?
15 minutes.
And I happen to have good taste. And I'm telling you right now, this Columbine thing, ask your kid. He'll tell you the same thing.
Now, wait a minute.
That's
the woman has a gay
true.
Kid, okay, and...
That is not true.
What isn't true? What are you bawling about?
I'm not bawling about anything.
Buck up. Act like a woman. Get some hair on your chest.
Hey, listen, buddy.
Are you fag?
When I hear Buster Keaton and this Littleton, Colorado... Compare.
You started this phone call blubbering like a baby.
I cannot believe
I'm just
that
saying
you're,
the kid hanging out of the window was funny.
That you are still on the air.
What do you mean the kid hanging out of the window was funny?
And to gay people?
I happen to be a gay man and a gay journalist.
Great.
I get it. I get it about life, okay?
Right.
You should have more
conversations
with your son,
okay? If you're
son,
a gay
okay?
man and you're a gay
Hold on,
journalist,
hold on, ma'am. You're the mother of...
What does this have to do with Buster Keaton?
All right, hold the line, ma'am, and I'm going
to
put you back. Hold the line. Hold the line. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. The Columbine tapes. They're videotapes that were taken by police and by television crew. They were put together into a training film keep in mind what I just said. They were put together to be a training film, but they were also made commercially available and had music, an actual soundtrack to them. Well, they were pulled off of the market as a commercial availability. The artists involved in having their music on there, some of them didn't even know and disallowed that. And what we have now is just this oddity, this Columbine tape that has taken on, some kind of a cultural status, a cultural cult status. Doug Danger is the entertainment critic for the Orange County Courier on the line with me from Santa Ana. You say you saw the Columbine tapes. They're powerful. You say there's a moment of levity where the kid is hanging out of the window. A lot of people find that to be horrifying.
I understand that, Phil.
Hold on for a minute. Hold on. You also say that there ought to be a theatrical release.
Look, there are a lot of things that are ugly to look at, Phil.
Hold on for just a minute. That there should be a theatrical release, then they should show it on television. It would help ABC and their problems with Time Warner. And then you go on to say there's too bad that there's no music on it, okay? And then you also said that the kids on that tape had a lot of talent, Hello Hollywood, talent calling. Didn't you say that?
Yes, I did.
Now, what has all of that got to do with the fact that you're a gay man and a gay journalist?
Phil, every time I come on your program, you take great exception to the fact that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
I've never taken exception to that. You always bring up the fact that you're a gay man and a gay journalist. Being a gay man and a gay journalist makes you more sensitive or more insightful, or you have a better sensibility about art, which I personally don't believe. That's one thing. But you're taking something and raising it to the status of some fantastic...
What's the greatest documentary you've ever seen? I mean, most people would say that it's Leni Riefenstahl's Triumph of the Will. It was the film she made at the Nuremberg Rally in 1932. This is right up there with it. This is right up with Olympiad. This is right up with Rise and Fall of the Western Civilization. This is a great documentary. That's all I'm saying. What's wrong with that? I don't have to be politically correct. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I don't have to be politically correct. You want me to be politically correct. And I'm just not going to do it, okay? This is a riveting film. By and large, the Columbine tape is riveting, tension building. Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction, yeah, those are some things that come to mind. But there's other stuff there that's pretty interesting, too. And that's why I find it to be an exceptional film.
Well, I don't know. I mean, Reservoir Dogs and Pulp Fiction was theatrical. This is a documentary.
I understand that, but I'm saying in terms of emotional power.
Here is Long Beach on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes.
I'm finding that the argument that Doug has presented to you and to other people... As just hearing him, I'm thinking that maybe this man is an extremely exceptional individual to be able to look at that and erase any feeling from it. I've never been
able
to look at
something. Well, I'm a
critic.
I'm a film critic, okay?
First of all, you're a man. You're a human being.
I'm a man.
How can you look at something and not feel it?
No, I do feel it, but what I feel is this. I can think of nothing better than spending a Friday night with a lot of my friends finishing off a couple of bottles of white wine and laughing, okay? I like to do that on a Friday night. I don't know about you. I like to have a good time and laugh. Is there something wrong with me if part of that evening that I spend laughing is at the Columbine tape? You know, is that...
No,
so
I'm
you
not
spent
saying
a...
that there's something wrong with you. I'm saying that perhaps you are above and beyond the rest of us. An exceptional individual to
That's
be able
true.
To look at something extremely painful to probably the majority of the people who view it, and then bring
up... Well, I'm artistic, okay, and I have I'm a gay man.
That's really super.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist.
And that has absolutely nothing to do with the fact that you find humor in a tape that has been presented.
You just said that I'm exceptional, okay? I'm trying to explain to you why I might be exceptional, because I'm a gay man, I am a gay journalist. You're understanding that, right?
Yeah, I'm just not clear as to how you
okay,
can see
there it is.
And the rest of the world can't.
Look, Bob
could
Saget
you put
has
five...
a TV show called America's Funniest
could
Home Videos.
Could you put five people, Doug, could you
I'm
put
saying,
five people
you take
who
that
feel
kid
like you
hanging
do?
Out of the window on America's
I heard all
Funniest
that before,
Home Videos,
Doug,
that
old
thing's
news.
Not, that's a home run, okay?
Doug, that's old news. You already said that.
Yeah, well, nobody seems to understand. I'm trying to tell you to look
really
at it that way,
trying.
Okay?
I imagine the public
Who's
on this
we?
Radio...
Did you just grow another face? Who's
no,
we?
No, I imagine
Who's
the
we?
People who have been listening to
oh,
this
I
very
see.
Disturbing conversation on the way home
well,
are
me.
Really trying to understand and give you credit for your artistic talent.
Thank
but
you.
We really can't
and
grasp...
And I am gay, too.
We
really,
got that, too, all right?
Obviously, that means a lot to you, but it doesn't mean anything to me.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Well, I'm sorry, you
if
don't
you got
know
a kid,
me, and you don't...
Well,
but, you know, it doesn't...
Would you let me hang out late at night with your kids?
You know nothing about me.
You got kids.
And it, you don't. No, I don't. And it's
oh,
none
you
of your business.
You're 40 and you don't have kids? What happened? Hysterectomy?
No,
You know something, man? You're way overboard.
I'm a journalist.
No,
I ask hard
Doug
questions.
Is a consultant that has been on your radio show before, and I think that it's good that somebody presents this kind of, you know, alternative idea.
Yeah, get to the point, honey.
Ooh.
Okay, Doug, why don't you just give it a rest, okay?
I'm trying to get along here and figure out what people are asking me, okay? I keep saying that I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and nobody picks up on that.
We got to pick up on it. That's all I can do to avoid stepping in it, man. I see it, okay? Nobody's picking up on it. Here's Riverside on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hey, Doug.
Yes, ma'am.
I think you're jealous, man, because you can't have kids, you know? Because I think if you'd have had kids...
I got to ask you to turn your radio down, ma'am. Turn your radio down, okay?
If you had kids... If you can get pregnant and have kids,
and
have one
of
your kids hanging out the window.
I don't have black kids.
Oh, excuse
me.
Hey, that's all right. It doesn't matter. I love black, gays, or whatever. I have an uncle that's gay. If your child was hanging out the window, you wouldn't find it funny.
Wait a second. If you saw a kid hanging out of a window and you had sound effects from a cartoon, wouldn't that be funny?
Men and women.
Wouldn't that be funny?
It's called the puzzle pieces go together. You know what I'm saying? You don't go together. You need to go.
All right, you're an old homophobic hag. Here is Redlands on the Phil Hendry Show.
Thank you, Phil.
You're welcome. Redlands, hello.
Hello.
Is this another woman's
going to...
Are you going to start crying?
No, I don't need to cry. I'm not some little weak little girl, okay?
Okay, good.
I happen to be a lesbian.
I already talked to one brother
who
was crying.
You embarrass me.
You're a what?
I'm a lesbian, and
you
embarrass me.
Oh, you people got no sense of humor. One thing about Dykesville,
you
can't laugh.
You are so sick and morbid.
I'm sick and morbid?
For the gay people out there...
What?
We are not like that.
Oh, I see. I'm supposed to be in a club called gay, and everybody's got to have the same opinion.
Do not get us wrong.
Wait a second, Phil.
Phil,
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I'm an individual, okay? I don't represent any gay movement.
Oh, that's bull crap.
I had white wine.
You probably sit and have beer with a bunch of guys because you are not even gay.
I'm as gay as you are, which probably isn't too gay at all.
No, because I have more self-respect.
You have more what? You have self-respect?
Yes, because I don't go around, oh, I'm gay, I'm a journalist.
Because you ain't a journalist, and you're probably not gay, okay? Every time you look.
How do you know? You don't even know me.
Ask me a good question.
Why are you?
How come if you're gay, how come I hear a kid in the background?
That you're gay and you're a journalist.
That's a real great question.
You've already
got that one.
Stated that more than
look at Doug. What are you trying to get out of these people today? Okay, what exactly are?
I'm trying to get people to see these Columbine tapes in a way that they would rarely look at anything. And that is from the standpoint of a documentary experience.
We can't because we're not morbid.
Hey, you're a dyke and you got kids in the house? Oh, boy.
Yes, I do.
Somebody call
a
cop.
And, you know, I have a gay cousin and my sister's gay.
Oh, great.
And we're happy.
Kids are going to grow up without a sense of humor. That's great. What I'm trying to say...
Okay, well, you're taking all these shots at people.
There's no sense of humor about kids killing each other.
How do you know?
Because I've seen it. And there's nothing...
That's what I said. You got no sense of humor. Now that
we got it, Doug, okay? The kid hanging out of the window, the Buster Keaton line. We already got that about, a half hour ago. Here's Santa Rosa on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Yeah, Doug, I think you are...
1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. So we got off of that topic pretty fast. Sorry about that. Oh, never mind. Anyway, screw it, man. You know what? I'm just too much. I just demand too much. I demand way too much of the people around me. I'm going to have to, like, every couple of years, fire everybody and start with a whole new batch of people. Just every 2 or 3 years do that. That way I don't have to worry about people getting their freaking feelings hurt around here. You know, I got just a certain kind of personality. It rubs a lot of people the wrong way. That's too freaking bad. You know that? That's too bad. And that's the way I operate. And I believe that I'm fair, and I believe that I'm honest. Social skills, probably don't have too many of those, okay? But if I got an opinion about something, when it has to do with things relative to this show, and I'm talking to people on my staff about it, I want them to hear me, input it, and do it. And then that way, we're all going to be just one big, fat, happy family around here. So how are you doing? It's, you know, that's not bad. It's about, I don't know, about 85,000 degrees outside. Looks like we've got radioactivity in the air. It's just a beautiful day here in Southern California. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. And I will say one thing in favor of Doug, and I didn't like anything that he said, but I will say this. If we get one more woman calling the show and crying, I think I'm going to just, I think I'll quit. You know what? Calling a talk show and blubbering like a baby, why don't you butch up, strap something on, hang up the phone and, you know, compose yourself. Then call us back when you're ready to talk like an adult, not like a sniveling child. I am sorry if you're upset. Go talk to your psychiatrist about it. Talk to your mother. Talk to your husband. Talk to your kids. Talk to some girlfriends. Go have a drink. Don't bug me with it. But that's not really what's pissing me off. And I can't really tell you what's pissing me off because it's all behind-the-scenes stuff that I've just about had enough of. Okay, let's smile. Should we go back to our barbecue book? No, screw that. We don't want to do that. What else can we talk about here that's been going on in our life? I told you about the fact that I have to have the pool redug. Well, I already told you about the fact that I put a cigarette through the blow-up pool. By the way, this chick they're putting to death in Arkansas, her last meal, a large supreme pizza, garden salad, pickled okra, strawberry shortcake, cherry lemonade. That's fantastic. You know how much money I would spend for that? Look, let's just clear the air, okay? Doug Danger is a friend of mine. He's a little out there, but he's a friend of mine. Yes, he's gay. Yes, he's a gay journalist. He reviews films and plays and television for the Orange County Courier. And it is his opinion, not mine, that the Columbine tape was fantastically riveting television. Now, I haven't seen it. And I don't have any desire to go out and buy it. I know that they were selling them. I think they sold about 200 of them last week. They pulled them off the shelf. They couldn't sell enough of them. Not only that, but the artist, as he indicated, who had their music on that tape, they did not allow that. They wanted their music taken off of the tape. No, I don't think the kid hanging out of the window was funny looking. And I've seen Buster Keaton, and I've seen, Harold Lloyd or whoever, hanging from a clock. And it is Doug Danger's opinion, not mine, that the kid hanging out of the window at Columbine was reminiscent of some of the great sight gag comedy of Buster Keaton. I don't believe that, and I don't agree with that. I think the guy's mental to have an opinion like that, and I apologize. But I can't control what the guy's going to say. Now, I had a few people calling up and saying, you shouldn't have kept him on for as long as you did. Well, what do you want me to say? If I take him off the air, then they start screaming censorship. If I keep money here, people don't like it. You can't make anybody happy around here anymore. That's why I don't read any listener mail. That's why I don't read any email. I can't stand it. It's enough for me to listen to these people to call the show, but to actually read email and listener mail and take every one of these conflicting views and try to make some sense out of it, forget it isn't going to happen, okay? I think the U.S. government works just great. My mail gets delivered for 33 cents. Now, I got a million people out there that don't like it. They think that they ought to do this. Another guy thinks it ought to do that. No wonder there's freaking gridlock trying to make everybody happy. It's the same thing doing a radio show. He's just one opinion. I've heard worse. Believe me. I'm going to defend the integrity of this radio program. If I have to do that, then I'm going to do it, okay? I'm not going to sit here and shy away from the facts. The facts are these. There's a Columbine tape. This guy, this film critic, happens to think it looks pretty funny. Not all of it, some of it. Some of it, he said, was very compelling. Now, do I think it was one of the pivotal events of the 20th century right up next to Altamont and Woodstock? No. He did. He said it had two of the three elements necessary for major cultural event: youth and violence. The only thing it didn't have was music. Altamont had all three. And Woodstock 99 had all three. Woodstock only had youth and music, didn't have the violence. So maybe it's right up there with Woodstock, not Altamont and Woodstock 99. I don't know, but it's the guy's opinion. I told you about that friend of mine, man. Everything he's got is for sale. Now, they try to put this stuff out on the market and sell it. They only sold 200. Somebody miscalculated. Boom. They pulled it off the shelf, and they're using it as a training film. They put some music to it. Probably in bad taste, but what are you going to do? People who watch this thing, they're coppers. Hey, I went on a ride-along with a cop, man. He had nothing but heavy metal cranked up in the cab of that. That's what those guys listen to. Some people use Columbine. If it ain't Columbine, it's something else. Everybody's got to have a touchstone for their internal angst, you know. If there isn't a problem with if it isn't Columbine or it isn't the World Trade Center blowing up or it isn't Oklahoma City, it's something. But somebody out there is going to find some tragedy and use that as a touchstone for their emotional angst. And they'll call up talk shows and start bawling about it. Start crying about it and sniveling about it. And they got a gay kid or they got a kid or they got something. I don't care. You call a talk show, you just let yourself in for it. And it's like the lady that called me years and years ago when I was on the air in Minneapolis, and she said to me, "My son just died in an automobile accident." I said to her, "You know something? I don't care." And the people said, "You insensitive piece of crap." I said, "I didn't ask her to call. Just because some jive lady calls me up and says her kid just got run over by a car, I got to believe her? I don't believe it. At least I didn't choose to believe it. I got a radio show to do here, man. I can't believe every bull crap story somebody calls up with. My kid got run over by a car. You know, my stepdaughter got in an automobile accident. You know, a friend of mine died in Vietnam. I used to be in Vietnam, Phil. Got to the point where I had to figure out who was lying and who was telling the truth. I went over and found out who the wannabe Vietnam vets were and who the ones were. And I finally figured out, you know what, if a guy's going to call my show and say that he had some tragedy befall his family, the standard response is going to be, "I don't really care. Because I didn't ask you to tell me about it in the first place. Did I? I didn't come stumbling into your house asking about how your grandma got run over by a reindeer. Dude, if that happened to you, I'm really sorry about that. Just don't be bothering me with it." And the lady calls up, "My son is gay," and she's sniveling like anybody believed those tears in the first place. It's a bad day. Don't be bugging me. It's Phil Hendry Show here, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686.